possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
So this was some years ago. A buddy of mine was fighting cancer, and one of his coworkers, Jeff, was in the band Loaded with Duff McKagan.
Oh, nice.
And they're going to do a fundraiser at the old Hell's Kitchen on 6th Avenue in Tacoma. And so I remember going there, and my buddy's like, hey, Duff's around the corner if you want to talk to him. I'm like, what? And sure enough, I walk around the corner, and there's Duff McKagan, bass player of one of the best bands of all time, Guns N' Roses, sitting by himself at a two-top table. And so I sat down and got to tell him what Appetite for Destruction meant to me. I was a young soldier stationed in West Germany. And that, just, I remember that album that year, that summer, it was everywhere. And you listened to it over and over, and you realize that every song was just killer.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
There's not a bad song on that thing.
There's really not.
No, there's not one.
And then he was nice enough to, after he played his show, he's signing autographs, and he gets to me, and he goes, well, I'll sign it, but that's not my band. And I, like, looked at the flyer that I grabbed, and it started with L, but it wasn't Loaded. And I was like, God dang it. So I had to, like, throw it away, run to the front of the, grab another one and come back, and he signed it for me. And
the
I was
Lumineers.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And he was, like I said, he was good. But one of the nicest guys you ever wanted to meet, just unconceited, you know, nice and easy to get along with. Yeah, I just was very impressed by him.
He's a super chill guy.
I was going to say, Duff, hands down, one of the nicest dudes.
And we've gotten used to him now, but the first time I met him, I was very, very, very starstruck for the same reason, because Appetite for Destruction was what it was, right? And if you liked rock music and you were alive when this album came out, that's one of your game changers. And Jeets, they used to work here, an interview with Duff coming up. He's going to record it after our show. But he goes, look, man, I'm not going to get in until 6:30. Can you just hang a little bit and let Duff in? I'm like, sure, man. And in my mind, I'm like, you got it. There's no way he's going to be interviewing Duff McKagan, even though that's what he said. Sure enough, Duff kind of taps on the door. I let him in, but it's just the two of us, man. And I'm trying to be cool, and I wasn't, but I'm trying to be cool. And at that time, we had the kegerator in the office.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, man, can I get you anything to drink? We got a kegerator in the office. Ah, that's right, man. I was going to offer you a beer, but your pancreas exploded. This is my opening statement to Duff McKagan. And he just looked at me and he goes, yeah, man, my pancreas exploded.
I was, what's he supposed to say?
I felt so stupid. Like, in that moment, Happen. I felt so, so, so stupid. I'm like, I cannot believe these are the words that came out of my mouth.
God.
When you have your opportunity to meet Duff McKagan is to point out something he probably doesn't want to talk about.
Does it
much.
Not work anymore at all, his pancreas?
I mean, it exploded.
Okay. So does that make him?
I don't know.
Does that make him a diabetic then? At that point,
I don't know. Sadly, I did not get down that rabbit
hole. Didn't think to go down.
Does that make you a diabetic?
Right.
Are you diabetic?
A follow up question.
I don't want to offer you more sugar. I will say one of the coolest moments we had.
Can
man,
I look at your my chart?
I want to. All of us were there. So Soundgarden shows up for an interview. Minus Chris Cornell, right? So the other three guys, it's after our show. We're going to record something with them. I don't remember why we couldn't record it yet, but we just couldn't. We had to wait. So I'm sitting there with three guys from Soundgarden. My wife's pregnant. My dog is up there, right? And I remember watching Kim Thayil play Catch My Dog in the hallway of the radio station. At some point, I'm like, this is so surreal, man, because I love that band, right? Everyone's just checking. And I want to say, Miles, you and Kim started talking about beer. And went into the office, and you're talking about all these different beer labels. Cameron's sitting. I mean, it was just unreal. My pregnant wife's talking to Ben Shepherd, and it's just, everyone was just casual, man. And I'm like, this is cool. Soundgarden's playing Catch My Dumbass Dog. My pregnant-ass wife's talking to Ben Shepherd. Everyone's just talking beer. It was cool, man. And I'm like, that's not one of those things that's going
to
happen.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Again,
working in the auction business. My old man does an auction down there in Phoenix for the Boys and Girls Club down there in Metro Phoenix, and that is their big, big, big auction that they do all the time. And for years, they gave him they would give him some sort of a bonus, and that is the year that we went to the Super Bowl to go see the Seahawks and play down there in Phoenix. Right? It did come with one condition. Is that when we went down there, we had the tickets. We had four tickets to get in. They said the only thing we need you guys to do, we need you to do one more auction for us. We've got this. We've got a little fundraiser. We got a little auction that we do. It's going to be a pro bono thing. It's no worries at all. Yep, it's all fine. We'll go down there. We end up at some big mansion. I have no idea whose mansion this belongs to, but there were so many people that showed up to this thing. Michael Bay was there. Mark Wahlberg was up on stage with the old man. Maria Menounos was his MC for the night. The doggone semi-truck that was Optimus Prime was there. The Budweiser Clydesdales were there.
Who was it?
You
seriously don't know to this day?
I don't know whose place it was, but we were just there raising money for, it was just another auction. It was just another charity auction gig that we were doing. The big dude from The Blind Side was there walking around.
And you never found out, Michael Orr's house? No. I think going to a Super Bowl.
It might have been Wahlberg's house. I'm not positive.
Just going to one Super Bowl, that's once in a lifetime.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, for most people.
And I love it.
If you want to go, I mean, you're shelling out buco bucks. Every year it gets ridiculous. I mean, the price this year was probably three times.
And I would say this. When we went. It's almost once in a lifetime to go to a Super Bowl with your team playing in it.
Yes.
That's why if you get the opportunity, just do it. But going to any Super Bowl, it's still the Super Bowl. Even if you hate both teams, whatever the case is, it's still the Super Bowl. And when we went, I don't know why I didn't just assume this would be the case. There were 49ers fans. There were Ravens fans. They're playing each other. It makes sense. But then we realized a lot of people just bought tickets to the Super Bowl, but they're wearing the jersey of their team. There's Bengals fans. There's Jag fans. And everyone rolls into the stadium. And I'm like, this is cool. This is a football event. It's not just about the two teams playing.
Right.
And it was super expensive. Because my son always says, Dad, if the Ravens go to the Super Bowl, are we going to the Super Bowl? And I'm like, okay.
You going to get a paper out?
First of all, you're a kid.
I said, brother. Well, I told him, I said, I want to do that. But you got to understand, the price of these tickets, like Miles said, they go up, I mean, by leaps and bounds
right. Every
year.
It's so getting to the point where the ceiling has got to be somewhere.
You hope?
Well, just tickets in general. Like, when is this all going to cap out? Because it just seems to just keep going.
Well, that's like saying when are the corporations going to get smaller?
Yeah,
I mean, that's exactly the whole issue. As long as especially like Super Bowl,
because they'll buy them up.
Giant F1 race. As long as corporations buy it up, then they're not.
Yep,
that's exactly. I'm sorry to be so harsh, but just
no. But that's the truth.
It's not going to come. Right. It's not like the average fan is making this stuff so expensive for everybody else.
I would encourage if you can, as a football fan, go to where the Super Bowl is hosted. You're not going to be able to stay in the city, not at all. But if you know the area well enough to where you can find your way to get in on any given day and stay in, on an outskirts city, go to where they're hosting the Super Bowl.
Because
I agree
I would say it depends where it is, too. We were lucky it was in New Orleans. So the Superdome is right next to Canal Street, right next to French Quarter. So you could just walk everywhere. And it was cool because the whole city is throwing down. And then right before kickoff, there's just this mass parade of people headed toward the stadium, and it's less than a mile, right? But if it's played in Dallas, it's in the middle of a freaking parking lot, and you're 8,000. Like that, I'm not saying don't go, but the experience of going there is a lot different. If they did it in Seattle, it'd be that kind of thing. Go to Pioneer Square, go downtown, go to the waterfront, go to Capitol Hill, go to SoDo, go wherever you want. It's right there.
What was all-day parking for the Super Bowl? The day of.
To be honest with you, dude, there was so much crowd that was going around there, I didn't even look at parking.
I can tell you what mine was.
What?
$35.
Mm-hmm.
$35 all day?
Downtown.
Yeah.
$35.
I mean, that's 2015.
Yes. I mean, when you look at it now, you're like $90-some for a regular schmuck game.
You can't get that for week 3 out here.
I mean, I was like $35.
I will say, the other cool thing, if you shell out for those big sporting events,
yeah.
Like, I wouldn't pay to go see F1 in Vegas again, but it was the first one. So that's the main reason we went.
Yeah.
Also, when the race ended, I like a DJ named Martin Gurex. He did a free show. So it's like, ooh, got to see Martin Garrix kind of for free.
But that's true. When you have those events, right, there's always... Look,
and then when I went to the Husky national title game, I don't know if Maryland's ever going to make it there, so I don't know if I'd ever go back. Right?
I'm sorry,
don't say it like
come
that.
On, man.
But the night before, because we had game tickets, we got to see this country artist named John Party for free. So it's like you knock out kind of two birds with one stone.
That's awesome.
You just get to see cooler stuff. I know we got to go to break, Mike, but I will say we've had very positive stories. Now, on the other end,
I'm here to ruin it.
If you like college football, one of the biggest traditions in all of college football is in University of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Before the games, they play Rocky Top and they run through the T. The band like intermixes, like the T just kind of shows up out of nowhere. The team runs through it. They've only not run it twice in 50 some years. And I was there on one of those Saturdays. They didn't run through it.
Oh, no.
That was the whole point. Go watch them run through the
T. You went there just for that.
They didn't run through the T.
10 worst songs ever coming up with Sit and Spin. And your emails coming up next to the men's room at KISW.com.